WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The curse is over on Chicago's north side.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all!
Joe Buck with the call on Fox Sports at 12:47 this morning as Chicago survives a rain delay and extra innings to beat the Indians and take their first World Series championship in 108 years. Fans, they're delirious.
This game was unreal. I never gave up hope.
Five players under the age of 25. What more can we ask for in Chicago?
A win!
Well, you got your win. The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says today's loss of two U.S. service members is heartbreaking. NATO says the two were killed while battling Taliban insurgents alongside local troops as part of a train, advise, and assist mission in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. No word yet on their names. It's been 2 years, and we still have no idea where Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 ended up in the Indian Ocean, but we are learning more about what happened to it.
A new look at satellite tracking information gives us a better picture of what happened to the Boeing 777 in its final moments. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau examined the data closely and concluded that MH370 went into a death spiral with no one at the controls, that it went into a fast descent and accelerated before hitting the ocean. The search for the plane so far has covered 42,000 square miles. Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Does Metro have too many cooks in the kitchen? Its chairman wants to replace the large regional board with a small federal panel.
Metro board is made out of 16 members, which is a very unwieldy number of members.
Jack Evans adds the board members have split allegiances.
They have a fiduciary duty to the jurisdiction that appointed them and to Metro, and largely it's to the jurisdiction that appointed them.
He would rather see a handful of members appointed by Congress with the power to fire employees and annul contracts. But he admits there's pretty much no chance that will happen.
Does anybody else support this idea? No, of course not. Nobody supports anything.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Jack Evans joins Mornings on the Mall at 8:15 this morning. Jury deliberations continue this morning in the University of Virginia defamation suit against Rolling Stone magazine.
This all stems from a 2014 article Rolling Stone wrote about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. School administrator Nicola Ramos says she was made out to be a villain who discouraged the woman, identified only as Jackie, from reporting her alleged sexual assault to police. A police investigation later found no evidence to back up Jackie's claims. The jury began deliberations yesterday. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Russia's newest citizen is American actor Steven Seagal, a friend and frequent companion of President Vladimir Putin at martial arts events. Putin's spokesman says Seagal had been asking for a long time to be granted Russian citizenship. He's also been a vocal supporter of Putin's policies. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,959, the NASDAQ at 5105. In sports, the Wizards still looking for their first win of the season. They fall in their home opener to the Raptors. John Wall scores 33 in the losing effort for the Wiz. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mark Levin.
Talk about not being politically correct.
6 to 9 p.m.
Mark Levin.
I tell the truth, the unvarnished truth.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 overall as you come off the Beltway past Edsel Road. Hang tight because it's going to be a slow go for you to the 14th Street Bridge. We've had two separate accidents. The latest one, I'm just watching it now on the cameras. They just stopped all traffic before the 14th Street Bridge near Boundary Channel, and they're moving everything to the right shoulder. So still a lot of flashing lights, but it looks like now your travel lanes are open. That's 395. Heading into town, let's go Suitland Parkway inbound, where we are really struggling trying to get up toward Branch Avenue. Inbound Suitland Parkway before Branch for the incident. On 210 northbound, before you get to the Beltway after Livingston Road for the crash. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland back before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Top side of the Maryland Beltway delays near the IKEA coming around toward George Avenue. A little heavier than normal. We had an earlier crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Now out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some peaks of sunshine here this morning, but the clouds roll in and a shower possible late this afternoon. 78. Clouds will give way to clearing tonight. Low 55. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, high 62. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 53 in Springfield, 55 in Germantown, 60 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Metro 29 Diner. Who were the big winners at the 50th CMA Awards? Find out now at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630. It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and our 8 o'clock hour coming up is loaded. First of all, at the bottom of this hour, Beyonce, the star of the Country Music Awards. We'll have a very important discussion about that. 8:05, Cindy Bourne, Washington Post sports reporter on the Cubs' big win. 8:15, Jack Evans on his idea to hand over Metro to the feds. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's the final. And joining us on the line right now is Joe Trippi, a Democratic strategist. You see him all the time on your Fox News channel. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Okay, I think if you were to look at and talk to Democrats about 2 weeks ago, you would have felt that the Democrats felt things were going their way. They had the election well in hand. I think if you talk to Democrats today, they're a little worried now because I think there's an undeniable trend that shows this race is tightening. Do you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. But I don't think that was unexpected. I mean, I think most of them would have told you 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you know, this thing's rolling and she's headed to a win, but it's going to tighten. It always does. I mean, this is what happened in, at the end of 2012 as well. I mean, right about now on the same exact tracks, Obama was up by one or down by one in 2012. So I don't think it, my own gut is that it's definitely tightened, but I think the electoral map still looks very problematic for Trump, just as it did for Romney 4 years ago.
So as you look at that specifically to the electoral college state breakdown, I mean it seems that Trump needs to win Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina. Those three, or else it's over already. But then once he wins those three, it's still not over. What else does he have to do?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, that's sort of the problem. He has to win everything, all the things that lean his way, all the toss-ups, and then he has to win a blue state, which is why he's in Michigan. That's why Hillary's going to Michigan. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, one or even a combination of them have to happen for him to particularly because I don't really think he's going to win every single one of the toss-up states that's a tie or he's up by one or she's up by one. I mean, one of them's likely to go her way, if not several of them.
Well, I could just jump in there, one of these blue states seems to be pretty solidly red now. That's Nevada. Nevada has gone for Obama the last two times around, and based on the latest polls, it seems, I mean, you don't even see Hillary Clinton going to Nevada anymore.
I think she's going to win Nevada. I'm not saying that you're wrong about the polls. I'm just saying it's my gut, just the ground game there that's going to be a surprise. But you're right. I mean, if that happened, but she still needs, Nevada's just not big enough. She's still going to need a Wisconsin. He's still going to need a Wisconsin or something else, even if he wins all the toss-ups that are currently on the table.
Yeah, let me ask you about the what is now being described by some of the pollsters and pundits as the Comey effect. The revelation on Friday that the FBI was going to reopen its investigation into the email server. And then there was some pretty bombshell reporting last night by Brett Baer on the Fox News Channel about what the investigation is revealing thus far. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But is that likely to have a big impact in the last days?
I don't think so. I mean, I think what the tightenings happened, I think the Comey letter clearly impacted the race. But I really think we're down to a get-out-the-vote election. I mean, I think people have made up their minds about both these people. The people who have any concerns about her aren't voting for her, and the same with Trump. And so I think this thing has turned into, you know, who can get their vote out in Nevada, who can get their vote out in Michigan and Florida. I don't think there are enough people really moving around out there anymore to make much of a difference in the race. It's all turnout, I think.
Well, given that, and given the continuing concerns over Hillary Clinton and this FBI investigation, I mean, if you were in charge of get out the vote for Hillary Clinton, would you be facing some obstacles this Tuesday that you didn't think you'd face a week ago?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they've got a huge, and it's the same thing that happened with Obama in 2012. I mean, the organizational strength of the Clinton campaign in regards to Trump, I mean, it's light and day. On the energized, when you look at the polls and look at the energy of the supporters, yes, Trump's got, 53% are very energized, and she's only got 47% very energized. But that 7 points or so is not much of a difference, 53-47, particularly when you've got an army out there that's knocking on doors and making the phone calls and getting people to the polls. So I think, which I think evens it out a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think you're likely to, I think people who are thinking like she's got a problem getting her people out are going to be very, very shocked on Election Day. Same thing that happened with Obama in 2012.
What about the Commonwealth of Virginia, which is right here, and of course, in our backyard? There's a poll that came out, Hampton University poll. I know there are others that say other things, but it shows Trump up by 3. Is that something that worries Democrats?
I don't think so. I mean, look, if Virginia's gone, yes, everything's gone.
I mean, that would mean that her lead had evaporated by about 13, 14 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If that's going on, then, and we don't see that. I don't see that, consistently across any polls. The race is clearly tightened. Every state has gotten closer. But I don't see any of them flipping like that. I mean, 14 points. But I don't know that poll, but I would discount. It sounds like it's an outlier. But hey, we'll see on Tuesday. That's what this is about.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe Trippi, one last question: as you look down ballot, as they call the Senate races and the congressional races, we were told back in July that the Trump effect, if Clinton has a huge 10-point or even 7-point national lead, that it would be hard for many of the senators in close races to overcome that. Now, since the national polls are tightening, are you seeing a different picture with the Senate races that were close?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, that's where I think this has had a bigger impact in terms of, if you're seeing those races get a lot tighter. And I think, you could be in a situation where a race that a Democrat was going to win 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago by a point could slip away. And so the Republicans may not lose as many seats. They're going to only lose 8 seats. There's no doubt about that. They're going to lose seats in the Senate. The question was always how many, and I think that might be fewer than we had hoped for. But we'll, again, all those races are so tight. that even they could go either way at this point. I still think the Democrats have a good shot at achieving a majority, but that the chances of them getting a majority are far less this week than were 2 weeks ago.
Joe Trippi, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Good to be with you guys.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Maryland Beltway, a couple problems. First, on the outer loop, the earlier crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Last check, we still have some activity on the shoulders, and we have delays coming around from before you get to Route 1. So plan in advance, a little extra time and patience for there. I know it's tough when you're trying to get going. On 95 southbound, the volume near Powder Mill Road to merge onto the Beltway. 270, it's been about the volume for you this morning. Maryland on 95, major mess with this crash. Southbound 95 in Howard County and Elkridge. If you're coming out of Baltimore, the accident after 895, only the right lane getting by, tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Northbound side affected as well. We had at least the left lane block northbound on 95. So if you're trying to get up to BWI, plan in advance because you're just at a crawl, or take 295 and that'll take a lot of extra customers as well. 66 eastbound, the Beltway crash gone. 395, two accidents between Boundary Channel and the 14th Street Bridge out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a little partly cloudy this morning, but turning cloudy as the day progresses. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 78, low 55 tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, 62. Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, all in the 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 717 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, so if you'd missed it, I want to bring you up to date on something that Bret Baier reported last night on your Fox News channel. He has a couple of sources that he's been talking to about the state of the FBI investigation. And I'm just going to go through sort of some bullet points of exactly what he had to say. He says that the Clinton Foundation investigation is a lot bigger than anybody has reported thus far, that it never actually went away. It's still ongoing, that the laptops of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson have not been destroyed, and that agents are combing through these laptops, and they have gone back to do re-interviews of people and are going to continue to, quote-unquote, exploit those laptops in a Clinton pay-to-play foundation scandal. That is going to be very interesting if that is indeed the case. He also says that the treasure trove of information they have found on Anthony Weiner's laptop has proved that there are, by the way, a lot of documents that are not duplicates. Much of it, they believe, may be classified, and they say that they, with 99% accuracy, the FBI sources tell Bret Baier that Hillary Clinton's server has been hacked by at least five foreign intelligence agencies, and that the information from that was taken from that laptop, which is a big deal.
Wait, from that laptop, or from, or they just have evidence from, that it was taken from the server?
From the server, right. Yeah. You're correct. Thank you. And what does this all mean? Well, Bret Baier sat down with Brit Hume afterwards, after reporting all this information, and they tried to sort of drill down on that question.
This does not sound like something that's going to be completed anytime soon, which suggests that if Hillary Clinton is elected, she will take office with not one but two serious investigations of her past conduct hanging over her.
Definitely. And I pressed again and again on this very issue, and these sources said yes. The investigations will continue. There's a lot of evidence, and barring some obstruction in some way, they believe they'll continue to likely an indictment.
Wow. Wow, Brett.
That's pretty impressive stuff there, if indeed true. And I think that, you know, this is going to be one of those things where Democrats have to ask themselves, okay, am I really going to go out of my way to vote for someone who's going to enter office, if she's elected, under a cloud of suspicion, under a number of investigations that virtually everybody in her inner circle is under investigation on some level or another? Is that what I really want to invest in for the next 4 years? I think it could dampen a Democratic turnout on Election Day if they think, why do I want to do this to America?
It's a huge story that Brett Baer and his colleagues at Special Report have uncovered here, and I only hope that other media outlets pick up on it. There's no reason why they shouldn't. Let's face it. He has two independent sources here that are confirming this information. We're told by a capital J journalist that that's what you need. You got to have your two sources. Well, he's got his two sources, and they're delivering all this information. God knows there have been other stories about this FBI investigation that haven't even been sourced this well that have made it to the front pages and the lead of other network and cable news broadcasts. Why won't Brett Baer's do the same? Well, because it's incredibly damaging to Hillary Clinton. Let's reiterate some other things that we learned in this report yesterday from Brett. The laptops used by Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson. You remember hearing right here on WMAL that Joe DiGenova, through his sources, had learned that those laptops had not been destroyed.
Yes.
Even though there was an immunity deal set up that those laptops were to be destroyed after the FBI finished their investigation into the laptops. Well, Joe said the FBI was in full revolt and no agent would agree to destroy those laptops. Well, Brett's reporting yesterday has confirmed not only are those devices still intact and in FBI possession, but they're also currently being probed and investigated.
The word that he used was exploited.
Yes. He also said that right now they have already interviewed some witnesses twice in the foundation as well as the email scandal. That's important because if you go back and you interview a witness a second time, it means you're trying to get some stories straight.
Yeah.
And you're trying to see.
Now, you told us on so-and-so date this was true.
Right.
But we now have this document we would like to show you. Now, is that still your story?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll put it that way. They'll probably say, is there anything else you'd like to say about that? And they'll withhold their information.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. According to Brett yesterday, some witnesses are going to be interviewed a third time as they deal with, as Brett categorized it, an avalanche of evidence that continues to pour in. Watch this story and see if it's reported elsewhere.
It is now 7:22 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
As news of skyrocketing healthcare costs dominate the media, I have a bit of good news for you. Now listen closely. You're going to like this. Are you ready? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I'm serious now, really. You can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. So the first step is get Dr. Jones as your doctor. You're going to like him, and then you can keep him. You're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to your doctor, quality care that you deserve? Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones and the whole team at Principal Medical Group over there in their McLean office. Go to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight?
TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through November, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. Save money and energy this winter with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, from the Window Man.
The Window Man can.
The Window Man. See us.
for saving details.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 16th Street near Military Road, if you're coming southbound prior to Military, watch for accident activity. On the George Washington Parkway, the new incident that popped up looks like northbound, just north of the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound, we had the volume as you merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. Backups on 395 back near the Beltway. Now for 66 overall, through Manassas, Centerville slow, and then you get very little break, and then you hit that volume again off and on through to the Beltway where we had an earlier crash. That is now cleared. 210, the delays continue to grow. So if you use 210 northbound, you come past Palmer Road, Livingston Road, still dealing with the crash north of Livingston Road prior to the Capitol Beltway. And we have a mess on our hands. Maryland 95 southbound, only the right lane gets by. This will be southbound 95 south of 895. So coming out of Baltimore in the Elk Ridge area, northbound, you have your lanes open, but so much to check out. Your delays north of Route 32 before you get to Route 100. And on 100, coming eastbound, approaching I-95 for a crash. So busy in that stretch. Update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. You can shop over 85 designer outlets at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 20% on holiday gifts and fashions now at Tanger Outlets. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front approaches from the west later today. Will increase clouds and bring a shower into the forecast later this afternoon. High 78. Clouds this evening with clearing tonight. Low 55 and sunshine ahead for tomorrow. High 62. Richard Emetic at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 7:26. Hey, you know what? We're going to have a big time tomorrow morning. We'll be out at the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington for the last stop on our diner tour. And we want you to come out and join us. The doors open there at 5 a.m., goes to 9 a.m. That's the Metro 29 Diner, 4711 Lee Highway in Arlington, Virginia. It was a big fun time in Tyson's, great time in Rockville,
right?
And we're looking forward to it's a blowout in this diner tour in Arlington.
Absolutely, standing room only. I'm hoping, and there should be a line. There was a lineup in Rockville before we even opened the doors at 5 a.m.
That's
that's pretty cool. Listen, are you sensing this palpable change in the mood of the electorate, not just nationwide based on these polls and based on the news stories that are coming out about these candidates, but also specifically in Virginia, this latest poll showing Virginia, somehow Donald Trump has erased a 13-point deficit, and is now actually pulling ahead. If you're feeling that, why don't you come here on the cusp of the election tomorrow morning and share in how we do our show, watch how we put together Mornings on the Mall, and commiserate and celebrate with like-minded individuals. You all have one thing in common.
That's right.
Our show, our program.
You can come and see how our sausage is made as we do the show, and then you can eat some sausage.
I think the Metro 29 Diner sausage is much better than ours.
It's 7:27 on WMAL.
Confiscated guns, knives, weapons in local schools. A troubling increase in area districts. Numbers doubling.
I think they're alarming.
Seven on Your Side's Chris Papps takes local school officials to task.
When you saw this increase, did you alert parents?
I think it has the potential to frighten people needlessly.
Oh, really?
What would you do if it was your kid?
Just how high are the numbers? And how are schools handling this growing problem? Reading, writing, and weapons. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC Tonight.
You have things to get off your chest. Come at me.
I said come at me!
It's a how to get away with murder mutiny.
Phony.
Miserable.
Pathetic.
Which one of them will rat her out?
Official charge.
First degree murder.
The evidence.
Anonymous source.
Only two episodes remain until we reveal who is dead. No! How to get away with murder. Following Grey's Anatomy and Notorious.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the 50th annual Country Music Association Awards were held last night. Star Entertainment, the big name, Beyonce. What's that all about? We'll talk about it coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Pinch yourselves, Cubs fans. It really happened.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout.
The Cubs held on to beat the Indians in 10 and claim their first world championship in 108 years. Fans in the Windy City, delirious and drained at the same time.
I've been a Cubs fan for over 40 years. My father, my neighbor across the street would drive up from Wisconsin to see the Cubs, you know, cheering. And the Cubs are very dear to me.
They're dear to Bill Thompson, too. That's why you don't hear his voice this morning. The Illinois native took the day off to stay up and watch his lifelong dream come true. Remember the old Skyway ride at Disney World that would take you on a cable ride above the Magic Kingdom? Well, business advocates are pushing the same idea, a gondola ride from Georgetown to Roslyn on a course parallel to the Key Bridge. A new feasibility study claims it can be done for $80 to $90 million, much cheaper than Metro. Gondolas that carry a dozen people or so would run in a loop and pick up passengers every minute or so. Local officials won't commit to the idea, but they say they'll take a look. There's always a newer, deadlier drug menacing the U.S. The latest is the deadly chemical carfentanil, with more than 400 cases documented in 8 states since July alone. The weapons-grade chemical suspected in hundreds of drug overdoses. Today's your last day to vote early in Maryland. Records have been smashed this year as hundreds of thousands of you have discovered it's pretty easy to vote when it's easy for you.
Going to the polls earlier is more convenient. I don't want to spend that whole day worrying about the long lines and where do I park and those kinds of things.
Early voting centers are open till 8 tonight. The last day of early voting in D.C. is tomorrow. In-person absentee voting in Virginia ends on Saturday. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 17,959, the NASDAQ at 5105. In sports, the Wizards still looking for their first win of the season. They fall in their home opener to the Raptors. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
If you're listening right now, I have a question for you. How would you like to make thousands of dollars flipping properties? Hi, I'm Nick Vertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy. And over the last 3 years, I've created a community where thousands of real estate investors come together to get deals done. And now for the first time ever, I'll send you a free copy of my DVD, Fortunes in Flipping, that gives you an inside look at my community of educated real estate investors finding properties and helping others fund deals while mentoring new members just just like you. If you're ready to start making money flipping properties, call now and see if you are the right individual to join my community.
Call 800-214-4135 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-214-4135. That's 800-214-4135. Call now.
Can you grab the remote? Thanks.
So, elections. Have you decided?
I don't know about president yet, but I am definitely not voting for developer Lou Ann Bennett.
Yeah, because she was supposed to build a preschool, but instead sat on the empty property for 20 years to avoid a hefty tax bill?
Yes. Plus, she may be trying to dodge more taxes now. She owns this fancy condo in Georgetown, but claims to live out here with us.
I'd kill for an apartment to crash in to avoid traffic.
Luxury apartment anywhere. Point is, Lou Ann Bennett lives the life of a D.C. insider, but claims to be one of us, living in Virginia.
Because it helps her avoid tons in D.C. taxes. How convenient.
You know, it's even richer. She wants to raise our taxes. She's for health care taxes, energy taxes, even taxes on our investments.
She wants to raise my taxes but won't pay hers?
Yeah. Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. Did you know the commuting benefits you currently or plan to provide to your employees may designate you as a best workplace for commuters? Call 703-877-5704 to see if you qualify.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop leaving Springfield toward Annandale. The crash in the service roadway near Braddock Road. Nothing blocked in the main lines, but a bit to check out. We're checking you out on 66. Very little break through Manassas heading toward Nutley Street. Had an earlier crash. Gone now. Maryland Beltway jammed from Route 1. Before you get to 95 and around toward George Avenue, we had a crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue now with travel lanes open. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slowly going north and through Greenbelt, the accident northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway before you get to Powder Mill Road. That's before 197. Southbound, we also have delays on the approach. And on Route 100, heading eastbound, jam to get to I-95 with the crash in the eastbound direction 100. And on 95, each direction south of 895, major delays with the tractor trailer accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, some sunshine this morning, but clouds roll in and the risk of a shower later this afternoon, 78. Clearing late tonight, low 55. Sunshine tomorrow, high 62. Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 54 in Haymarket, 55 in Rockville, 59 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up at 8:05. Cindy Boren, a Washington Post sports reporter, will join us to talk about, hey, the World Series. How about them Cubbies, huh? At 8:15, Jack Evans will be here to talk about his role as D.C. Metro Board Chair and some ideas that he has. 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And last night was the Country Music Awards, and you got to help me out here because, you know, I'm not a fan of country music, but we got going here. Mike McCare, sound engineer, is playing. I hear a fiddle. Is this now, would you call this country music?
I'd call this country music. This is like Jack, Charlie Daniels.
George Jones. George Jones. George Jones. Now, that there is country music,
yeah,
isn't it?
So that's country.
Help me out. If you're a country music fan and you were tuning in last night to the Country Music Awards, and it came time halfway through one of the big highlights, this big performance that they had building up to, and suddenly you see on your screen
Texas.
You suddenly see hip-hop star Beyoncé performing at your Country Music Awards. To add insult to injury, she is performing alongside the Dixie Chicks, who, yes, are country music stars. from
sort of
15 years ago,
right.
And has sort of been persona non grata because of their political views recently for, let's face it, an audience that tends to skew to the conservative side of the political aisle. But or even better, they just don't like politics getting mixed up in their
entertainment,
and that's what the Dixie Chicks did. And God knows that Beyonce has spent a whole lot of time campaigning for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and letting her politics get mixed up. So there you are, good red-blooded American country music fan, and you're watching your CMAs, and then Beyonce is there performing in front of you. What did you do? 888-630-9625. Did you keep watching? Did you turn it off and switch to the Cubs and Indians? Did you take to Twitter to express yourself? Because a whole lot of people did on Twitter last night who were not happy about that development. What do you say? What did you do? 888-630-WMAL. Brian, you knew about this going in, and you are the country music fan. What did you do?
I do love country music, I saw yesterday on my Twitter machine, as I was sitting here having lunch, I saw that Beyonce was going to be appearing on the Country Music Awards. And I have nothing against Beyonce.
Of course not.
Because we here at WML can never say anything bad about Beyonce because our program director loves Beyonce.
It's like saying something bad about a panda. Yeah,
you can't do it. But I mean, I really don't have anything against Beyonce. I think she's very good at what she does. I think she's an engaging personality, lovely woman, but she's not a country music artist. And when I saw that Beyonce was going to be one of the featured entertainers at the Country Music Awards, even though I was really inclined to watch it, I just made a decision that I wasn't
going
to watch.
You tuned out. You boycotted. Wow.
None of that.
Well, now,
see, I have to quote my old friend Larry Gatlin, who wrote a song and he said, you know, I got nothing against today's country stars, but I need more fiddles and steel guitars. That's what I think is missing right now in country music. It's not all that country. And I certainly didn't care to see Beyonce on my Country Music Awards.
Maybe they were. Listen, I'm a fan of Broadway theater, as everyone knows. I think that musical theater is one of America's great original art forms, and maybe they were sending the message. I like it when they send this message sometimes, where they say, listen, our music is not exclusive. It's inclusive. It's so great that everyone can appreciate it. I know at the Tony Awards 2 years ago, they had Sting come up and do a big number. They've had lots of pop stars come and perform. Maybe that's the message they were sending. It's not exclusive to our narrow audience. It's actually everyone in the music world can appreciate it, just like Beyonce. Maybe. I don't know. David in Woodbridge, what did you do last night? Are you a big country fan, David?
I've been around country music since probably way back in the 70s when it was real country music, but as soon as I saw that coming up, I shut it down.
Was it the Beyonce thing? Was it the Dixie Chicks? Or was it that unholy alliance of the two?
The unholy alliance.
All right, David. Thank you for that. What about Susan in Clifton? Are you a country music fan, Susan?
Yes, I am.
And?
And I turned it off.
Why?
You know what? Not a Beyonce fan at all. And I just... it just really turned me off, and I was like, I have had enough.
It's like they're trying to shove a square peg into a round hole.
Uh-huh.
And the producers of this show, I bet they did this. They put it halfway through the show. We're going to tease it throughout the beginning part of the show so that people will hang around to see the big Beyonce performance, and I bet it backfired on them.
Well,
I bet a lot of people did what our callers are saying they did. They turned it off.
Hold on here. You're talking about a square peg in a round hole. Now, I'd be objective.
So hold it. Putting a little twang in your voice doesn't make it country.
So if I had said identify this country artist, would you have said, well, that doesn't sound like a country artist?
That's what I would have said.
All right. Stu in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Oh, we just lost you. Gloria in Ashburn, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Gloria, good morning.
Good morning. I, too, turned the TV off. Do not mix that person in with my music. I'm from Oklahoma, Brian. Watch out.
All right, Gloria, so you were done with it.
I'm done.
All right, Gloria, thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, speaking of injecting politics into it, hosts Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley did do an opening monologue, and, well, they had to throw some current affairs references.
But what I think doesn't really matter because this show is rigged. Bigly.
No. No, it's not, Brad. But the people need to know, will you accept tonight's results?
Yes. If I win.
You're not even nominated.
Then no, and you're a nasty woman.
Well, there you go.
They actually have a good rapport.
They were pretty good at it. They were. Speaking of which, by the way, no, Brad Paisley was not nominated, but Carrie Underwood was, and she won last night. So good for her.
And Garth Brooks won, too.
It's 7-4. Is he still around?
Yeah.
There's some country music. There he's at.
It's 7:44 on WNAL.
Yeehaw!
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
All right, let me tell you, it's time to get your rugs clean. I mean, really, look at your rugs. They need a professional, deep-down cleaning. When it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you know what you need? You need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system which includes washing each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures not only the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, but also the allergens that hide deep in your rug. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, replacing the fine fringe. If you call 703-241-1111 right now, you'll receive 20% off implant rug cleaning. 20%. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. The number again is 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's 4 drop-off locations. And coming very soon for the holidays, it's the Child Help Toy Drive at Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call the number again, 703-241-1111.
Confiscated guns, knives, weapons in local schools. A troubling increase in area districts. Numbers doubling.
I think they're alarming.
7 on Your Side's Chris Papps takes local school officials to task.
When you saw this increase, did you alert parents?
I think it has the potential to frighten people needlessly.
Oh, really?
What would you do if it was your kid?
Just how high are the numbers? And how are schools handling this growing problem? Reading, writing, and weapons. 7 on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Audi. All right, Maryland, 95. This is one of those cases where how can you not rubberneck? This major accident causing big delays, 95, so listen up for Maryland commuters. Tractor trailer was heading northbound 95, north of 100 before 895, and it crossed over the median into the southbound lanes. That tractor trailer is sideways across the interstate. Northbound, your lanes are open on I-95, but you can see the tractor trailer. A lot of fire and rescue units there. We have activity on your left shoulder. So for 95, if you're trying to get up to, say, BWI or even to Baltimore, your delay's almost back to Route 32. Obviously, everyone's going to head over to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway as an alternate. Expect that to be much heavier. Southbound 95 at the scene of this tractor-trailer crash with the fuel spill. Your delays as you, as you come off of well before 695 and through Baltimore, only one lane southbound 95 getting by. Also, Route 100 eastbound at I-95 for the crash. So that corridor, good place to avoid. Virginia, what happened on 395 this morning? Well, we had two separate accidents early on the 14th Street Bridge, gone, and then the second one, Boundary Channel to the shoulder. Your delay is essentially back near the Beltway. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front approaches from the west later today will increase clouds and bring a shower into the forecast later this afternoon, high 78. Clouds this evening with clearing tonight, low 55, and sunshine ahead for tomorrow, high 62. Richard Abetting at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 747.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 7:48 on WMAL. We want to get you up to date on some developments in the presidential race, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're 5 days away, and that means...
It's the final countdown!
And as we get closer and closer to Tuesday, we will continue that countdown. By the way, the countdown will continue tomorrow, live at the Metro 29 Diner on Lee Highway.
That's right.
As we do Mornings on the Mall from 5 to 9, so make sure you join us. So here's some interesting polls. First of all, Donald Trump. And let's set aside the national polls for a moment. Let's look at the states, the important states right now. And as we just spoke with Joe Trippier earlier in this hour, it's an absolute, undeniable fact that if Donald Trump is going to be president, he needs to win Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida. Let's start there. Well, first of all, let's start here. He needs to win all of the Mitt Romney states,
right,
including North Carolina. Then he has to add to that Florida and Ohio. And then after that, he has to win another blue state, as they say, yeah, like Pennsylvania.
He's got to take one away.
Or like Virginia. Or a combination of states like Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, you know, things like that all give them, you know, another 20 electoral votes. So let's start looking at those states now. First of all, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina right now are too close to call the way the Real Clear Politics average is working out and based on the latest polls. So now let's set them aside. Pennsylvania, a place where Hillary Clinton has led the entire way.
Right.
Right now, a new poll shows Trump surging in the Keystone State. He is now within 4 points.
4 points.
Of Hillary Clinton, which is within the margin of error. Okay. That's Pennsylvania, which has gone blue, I believe, since 1992, maybe 1988, actually. So set Pennsylvania aside for a moment. What about Virginia, who we are told is a purple state over in Virginia, but it sure seems like a blue state.
It's a very blue-purple.
Ever since Hillary Clinton picked Tim Kaine, former senator of Virginia, as his running mate, it seems like that's been, you know, a done deal for Hillary. Well, the Hampton University poll show yesterday shows Trump leading by 3 points in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That would be a remarkable thing, because that means that at one point, I think she was 15 points up.
Yep. Well, as Joe Trippi just said, like I said, a half an hour ago when he joined us, if Donald Trump wins Virginia, shut out the lights. It's over. Meanwhile, Barack Obama was campaigning on behalf of Hillary Clinton yesterday, and he said some interesting things to an organization called Now This News.
There is a norm that, you know, when there are investigations, we don't operate on innuendo. We don't operate on incomplete information.
He's criticizing James Comey. So all that, you know, we stand by James Comey and his investigation, that didn't last very long. He's now saying that James Comey should not be operating on innuendo. Also, one other thing he said, he characterized Hillary Clinton's decision to use an unauthorized, unsecured, non-governmental homebrew email server that left top-secret information vulnerable to hostile foreign interests. He called that a mistake. He went further. He called it an honest mistake. The commander-in-chief is setting aside national security because he really wants his legacy to be protected.
Well, of course he does.
It's 7:51 on WMAO.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Well, let's see how your money is doing. Kate Rogers standing by at the news desk at CNBC. Hello, Kate.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, the early indications have turned around a bit here, and now stock futures are pointing to a flat to higher open this morning. A Chicago research firm is out with more good news for the labor market. Challenger Gray & Christmas says layoffs fell 31% in October, dropping to a five-month low. Adidas is cutting 150 jobs in Boston. Adidas is restructuring its Reebok division, where sales keep falling. Facebook's the big story today. Profits nearly likely tripled because of mobile ad sales, but Facebook warned ad sales will slow, and as a result, its stock will fall. American Axle is buying its Michigan rival Metaldyne Performance for more than $1.5 billion. Both companies make powertrain and drivetrain products for the booming auto industry. And a Mississippi attorney is suing Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. The man said he choked on a piece of chicken, which he had to eat with his fingers because a knife was not included with his drive-thru meal. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, 270. It's been about the volume pushing in through Clarksburg, Rockville, and down through to the Beltway. 95, it's been, well, about a mess. We've had a couple problems. We'll go on to 95 southbound in Elkridge, Howard County, south of 895. Only the right lane gets by. Tractor-trailer accident and a fuel spill. Northbound, lanes are open, but so much to check out. A lot of activity, big delays before you even get to Route 32. So plan ahead. It's going to take you extra time on 95. It's going to take you extra time on Route 1 with a lot of bailout traffic. Have a crash now on southbound Route 1 south of Old Washington Road. That's south of Montgomery Road. Baltimore Washington Parkway picks up a lot of the volume. So again, everyone expect the extra time there. On the stretch in from the west, 66, earlier crash near Nutley Street, long gone. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Approaches from the west later today will increase clouds and bring a shower into the forecast later this afternoon. High 78. Clouds this evening with clearing tonight. Low 55 and sunshine ahead for tomorrow. High 62. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees at now 7:57.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money.
At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia, a proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN. Also, we'll talk about Metro with Jack Evans.
And it was the big night for Chicago Cubs fans. We'll talk to Cindy Boren, Washington Post sports reporter. Keep it here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.